I really appreciate you doing this for me. Yeah, well, I love painting from life, but you know, getting people to come to my studio and sit for me can be tricky. Everyone says they want to do it, but in reality, finding a few spare hours to come and sit, you know, can be difficult for people. Everyone's busy, you know? I mean, I've been doing this all my life, but no matter how good I am, no matter how much my work sells for, getting decent, reliable, consistent models has always been hard. Are you okay? Are you comfortable? I tried to make sure I got a good couch for the studio, one that was going to be decent so the models could be comfortable, and also so I might have somewhere to nap if the mood takes me during the afternoon. Okay, good. Really though, it's good having you here. Painting from life models is much better than working from photographs. Yeah, well, you get a better sense of depth, perspective, lighting, mood in general. And of course, I can pose you exactly how I'd like. There are things that you can capture from life that you'll never get from a photograph. For anyone who's striving to be a great portrait or a figurative artist, you need life models. You struggle to get there without it, I think. So thank you. It's appreciated. And you know, if you enjoy it, you're always welcome to come back again. I can give you a punch card. When you get 6 stamps, then you're officially my muse. I don't think there's too many benefits, actually, other than the satisfaction of knowing you're an inspiration. Can you please turn your head just an inch more to the left? That's it. Cool. And if you raise your right arm just a little bit. Yeah, and a little bit more. Yeah, okay, great, thank you. That's perfect. Well, if you were to become my muse, you would probably get a few paintings out of it. And one of the nice things about having a fully kitted out studio here at home is that I can have people come over to model and sit for me, and I don't have to attend life drawing classes anymore. Full of other people. No control over the model or the pose. I can get people here in privacy and I can get exactly what I want out of them. But I have to say, I've been wanting to get you here in particular for a long time. Yeah, you. I don't know if you've noticed this, but my work often has a particular style. Not just in terms of artistic style, but there's a look that my subjects tend to have. A look that I'm drawn to, and well, it's a lot like you. Kind of like you're one of my works come to life. So I've actually been desperate to get you here. Okay, I think I'm done with that pose. Yeah, I've got the bulk of it laid out. I can fill in the rest later. How about we try something different? Yeah, I'd like to do something with pencil. Some sketches, I think, would be good. Why don't you take a second to stretch out and I'll just swap my stuff over. Okay, now, I know we talked about this and you said that you were comfortable with it. Would you take your shirt off for me? Okay, thank you. You can just put it over there. And how about you sit on the edge of the couch, facing me directly, your arms by your sides, down on the cushions? Yeah, I'm thinking like a powerful pose. I want you facing me with strength. I want you to look strong. And spread your legs a little more. And chin down just a little. Yeah, that's good. There. Now I'm gonna do some very quick sketches, just fast, loose, energetic. You know, there's an intimacy to painting a portrait of someone. You can get it working from photographs, but it's compounded by working from life. It's the way you have to study the person, their form, their shape, the way the light falls across their face, the curve of someone's back. And the way the light might catch just right in their eye. That's always an important moment for me. Drawing a person's eyes. I feel like that's where a portrait comes to life. That's sort of the moment where everything starts to make sense for me. It's kind of where the magic is, I think. This isn't quite working for me. Let's go with a more interesting pose. How about you, lay on your back? No, here, actually, let me like move my chair here over next to you and there. I'd like to be in closer for this one. Right next to you and I'll pose you. So if you lay back like this, and if you put your hand sort of here on your chest, and the other arm up here above your head, relaxed but intimate. Yeah, that's it. It's beautiful. I'll just sit here by your legs. So I'm kind of looking up at you, so I can challenge myself a little bit with foreshortening, which is always something that I found a little bit tricky. Yeah, that's good. This is better, I think. Lucian Freud used to paint all types of people. His most famous works are typically of people with pretty unusual body types. He said that he was always drawn to extremes, and he felt like he needed to fight his natural urge towards the unusual. But painting the unusual worked for him. And I guess, like a lot of artists, I'm drawn towards the more conventionally beautiful. And there's part of me that tries to reject that, too. Like maybe I feel as if I will learn more or develop more by painting and drawing people that are less conventionally attractive. Like it's more real somehow. No, I'm not saying that you're extreme or less conventionally attractive. I'm not talking about you specifically in that regard. In fact, I'm kind of saying the opposite, actually. There's a struggle within me about what my subject matter should be, but I think ultimately we should create what we're naturally drawn to. Like fighting our instinct probably won't lead us to our best work. And that's why I wanted to get you here with me for so long. You're exactly what I want to draw. You're exactly what I want to paint. The beautiful, the captivating. You're what I want to study. To learn all of your curves. Your lines, your shape. The way the light falls across you. How you look at your most unguarded and intimate. Give me your hand. Move it here, just a little bit further down your chest. Yeah, there, that's it. Because there's vulnerability in posing for an artist. Giving yourself up like that. Allowing yourself to be studied. Even the parts of you that you might not like. You're handing them over to someone who can hopefully find beauty in them. And you also have no control over the outcome. The final work. You're opening yourself up to interpretation. And I think that requires bravery. I want to see you. All of you. I want that intimacy. I want you to show yourself to me. Everything, all of it. I want you to be my muse because I think that you're so beautiful that it breaks my heart just to look at you. I want my desire to show on the canvas and in the paint. I want to see you exactly as you are, at your most raw and your most real. Your most intimate, your most beautiful. Would you take the rest of your clothes off for me? Thank you. No, it's okay. Stay as you are. Lying down. Let's just take these off. Here. And the rest of it. Yeah, everything. Are you okay like that? Are you comfortable? Is it warm enough? Good. Now, stay laying down there on your back and with this cushion under your head. And let's put this hand up here on your stomach and the other one up here, just keeping it above your head on the armrest up there. And if you lift this knee up here, and if you put your other leg down here, hanging off the edge, so your foot is on the floor, with your legs spread just a little bit. There, that's perfect. I'll move my chair back here by your feet so that I can see all of you. You look so... Will you be my muse? Will you come back for me here whenever I need it? So that I can paint you all the time, so I can study you. I want to learn about every single part of you. I want to know it all. Every inch of your body. Will you hand over control of yourself to me? In this way? Thank you. I want to try something different this time. I want you to move as I draw you. Just a little bit. I want you to move your hand on your stomach a little bit lower. And lower. and a little bit lower. And touch it for me. Slowly. Let me see it. Beautiful boy. You're so achingly beautiful. I want to see your pleasure. I want to see it all over you. Not just in how you touch yourself down there. I want to see you show it all over your body. Let me see it on your face. In your eyes. In the way your chest heaves as you breathe and in the way that your legs squirm. Don't hide it from me. I want you to touch yourself. I want you to play with it, and I want you to feel the pleasure everywhere. Embrace it with every part of your body. That's it. Get it hard. Get it hard and play with it, and let me see what it looks like. Yeah, that's it. Stroke it. Come on, harder. Show me. Show me deep love with yourself. Show me what it looks like when you fuck yourself. I need to see you open up to me like that. I need to know what you look like at your most intimate, your most vulnerable, your most beautiful. I need to see that hard cock of yours get pumped and stroked and worked. I need to see you playing with your balls. I need to see the pleasure on your face. I need to hear it in your voice. I need to hear you moan and whimper when you stroke yourself like that. Come on, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck. I need to hear the way that you breathe shallow and fast. Hear those little moans and those whimpers escape you just a little bit out of your control. Run your fingers around the head, just around the edge of it. I need to have ultimate intimacy with you. I need to share everything with you. I need to know every part of you inside and out. I need you. I need you. I need you to be obsessed with me, just like I'm obsessed with you. Come on, use the other hand to play with your nipples. Stroke them, pinch them, squeeze them. Now suck those fingers. Suck them, come on. Put two of them inside your mouth. Suck your fingers while you stroke your cock. Suck them for me, come on, that's it. Suck and stroke. Suck and stroke. Come on, that's it. That's a good boy. Let me see it. Oh, fuck yes. Now take them out of your mouth and hold them out to me. Come on, I can't keep drawing. I need to put this down. Give me your fingers. Come on. Let me suck them too while you keep stroking yourself. Keep laying there. Come on, that's it. Keep touching yourself. I love seeing you exposed to me like this. Feeling you inside my mouth. Oh, you feel so good. You feel so fucking good. Stroke your cock just like I am. Give me your fingers again. Fuck it. Give me your fingers, come on. Oh, fuck. You look so fucking good. You're just as beautiful naked as I knew you would be. Yeah, stroke it slow, slow, hard, slow. Tease it. Tease it. Tease it while I look at you, while I admire you. when I look you up and down. No, I'm not gonna touch you. I just want to admire you while we touch ourselves. Stroking our cocks. Showing ourselves to each other. Exposing ourselves to each other. Letting me see how beautiful you are. When you're vulnerable like this. While I stroke your face and stroke my cock. Put my fingers in your mouth, come on. I want you to suck my fingers this time. While you stroke yourself. That's a good boy. Yeah, just like that. Just like that, stroke yourself. Stroke yourself for me, come on, harder, harder. That's it, harder, a little bit harder, come on. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, fuck yes. I can't believe how good you look. Yeah, I need to be right there with you. I need to be with you in your pleasure. Looking into each other's eyes while we stroke ourselves. While we show ourselves to each other. Seeing each other. Seeing each other completely. I need you to be obsessed with me just like I'm obsessed with you. I need you to be obsessed with me. Just like I'm obsessed with you. I need you to keep coming back here. Over and over, I need to see you like this. Over and over. I need to stroke your face while I watch you. See the helplessness in your eyes. The openness, the vulnerability. When we both stroke ourselves, stroke our cocks. Look. Giving yourself to me. Like I give myself to you. I need to see you come. I need it. I'm obsessed with you. I need to become addicted to you. I need to be addicted to you. My muse. I need you. I need us to be obsessed with each other, addicted to each other. Come on. Let me see it. Stroke yourself. Stroke yourself with me. Fuck. I need to see you. I need to see you stroke it. I need to see you touch yourself. I need to see ultimate pleasure. I need to watch you fuck yourself. Stroking your balls. Stroking your cock. I need to hear it. I need to see it. You look so fucking good. You look so, so fucking good. Show me what you look like when you fucking love it. Show me what you look like when you go hard, when you go deep, when you give in to the pleasure, when you let it all go. Show me. Stroke it hard. Show me how good it fucking looks. Yeah, that's it. Oh, fuck yes. Harder, harder. Yeah, harder. Fuck, give in to it. Show me. Let me see you come. Let me see you come all over yourself. Come all up your stomach on your chest. Yeah, fuck, that's it. You're so beautiful. Fuck yes, there you go. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Yeah. Oh fuck yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Fuck. I'm gonna come for you. All for you. Fuck. Oh fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Oh fuck. I'm obsessed with you. Beautiful boy, I'm so fucking obsessed with you. My muse. I need you. I need you so much. I need you here. With me, my muse. My inspiration. Oh, fuck. You look so good with cum all up your stomach, on your chest. That's how I want to paint you. I'll keep that one just for myself, though. We don't have to let anyone else see that. Hold my hands, hold my hand, that's it. Do you want to see my drawings? Do you want to see them? Do you want to see yourself as I see you? Okay, here. Let me show you.